This is 89.1 WEMU. It is a Thursday, so we welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside my co-host, and that is Nick Aldrink. He is Cinema Program Director at Marquee Arts, running the Michigan State Theaters in Ann Arbor, and our source for all things movies. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing all right. How are you, David?
Excellent. And anytime I hear the name James Brooks or Albert Brooks, I'm very happy. And today we get to talk about them together.
That's right. Yeah. And the film Ella McKay, which opens this Friday at the State and in multiplexes. It is about a 34-year-old Ella McKay who becomes governor of the state she was born and raised. However, navigating relationships with her husband, father, brother may just be her biggest challenge yet.
Isn't it for all of us?
That's right. And it's, as you said, from director James L. Brooks, who made co-created The Simpsons, as well as films like Terms of Endearment and As Good as It Gets, and starring Emma Mackey, Jamie Lee Curtis, Ayo Edebiri, Woody Harrelson, and Albert Brooks.
I love Albert Brooks. Yeah. That is an excellent cast, and I suspect that Ella McKay is going to do quite well.
Yeah. I think especially for us, I think it's going to be a big weekend for this film.
I'm looking forward to hearing how it does, but one I suspect won't do quite as well, but I've been wrong before.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
That's right.
I completely have forgotten about one.
That is opening in multiplexes this weekend. A year after the Nightmare at Freddy's Fazbear's Pizza, the incident has morphed into a campy legend that inspires the town's first Fozfest. But when someone secretly returns to see them, she triggers a new chain of terrifying events that exposes Freddy's dark origins and unleashes a long-buried horror. And this stars Josh Hutcherson. Yeah, this is a sequel of the film that came out a couple years ago based on the popular video game of the same name.
And you know what? The horror genre must do well enough because they just keep turning them out.
Yeah, especially this one is attracting a younger crowd that loved the video game as kids. It could have a good weekend.
All right, so that's at the Cinemaplex. Now, you have a number of series going at the Michigan and State Theaters, and among them is the Late Night Classics.
Yeah.
Now, in this fall semester, as it begins to come to an end at the University of Michigan, have the students been showing up?
Oh, definitely. Our Late Night Classic series has been very popular. It's been great to see people show up for these old cult classic films. And we have Carol coming up next. This is from 2015. This will be tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. Not really a cult classic. This was a huge Oscar film when it first came out 10 years ago, but it has received a cult audience. They call it the Cult of Carol that are attracted to this film. But it's about aspiring photographer Therese, who spots the beautiful, elegant Carol pursuing the doll displays in the 1950s Manhattan department store, and the two women develop a fast bond that becomes a love with complicated consequences. And this is from director Todd Haynes and starring Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara.
Cate Blanchett got amazing reviews in
definitely.
This movie.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, both performances are really terrific in this one.
And what is The Green Knight?
So this is a film that came out about 3 years ago, or 2021. It'll be tomorrow at 9:30 at the State. And this is a King Arthur story. King Arthur's headstrong nephew embarks on a daring quest to confront the Green Knight, a mysterious giant who appears at Camelot. Risking his head, he sets off on an epic adventure to prove himself before his family and court. And this is from director David Lowery and starring Dev Patel.
You know, maybe I'm a little off, but it seems like King Arthur has legs.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
It keeps coming back around in one form or another, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this is a much darker form of the King Arthur story. It's very interesting how they did this one.
Well, excellent. There is a special screening coming up. If you grew up in the 80s and 90s, you may very well have been a big fan of The Cure.
That's right. You have two chances to catch the new film, The Cure, Show of a Lost World. It's tonight at 7 o'clock and also this Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. On November 1st of November of 2024, The Cure's widely acclaimed Grammy-nominated album Songs of a Lost World was released, and the night of the album's unveiling, The Cure performed the record in full for the first and only time in London's Troxy in front of 3,000 fans, and this film is recut, remixed, and 4K remastered of the night's full 31-song show.
Well, there you go. If you like The Cure, as I have heard through the grapevine, this is a show to see.
Yeah.
Certainly hope you're going to enjoy if you're going to go. Now, we are, and I don't need to tell you this because you've probably been made aware by kids and grandkids, the holiday season is coming, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And it is certainly something that each year you take note of at both the Michigan and the State Theater.
Yeah. And we have a huge selection of holiday screenings coming up. The Nightmare Before Christmas will play this Saturday, December 13th at 1:30 at the Michigan. Jack Skellington, King of Halloween Town, discovers Christmas Town, but his attempts to bring Christmas to his home causes confusion. And it's from director Henry Selick, written by Tim Burton, and a great musical score from Danny Elfman.
Tim Burton views the world through a very particular lens,
doesn't he? Yeah. This is a darker children's Christmas tale.
Exactly. But when it came out, it did stellar, and people fell in love with it, and it has continued to do well each passing season. Mm-hmm. Home Alone, one of the favorite holiday movies?
Yeah, that'll be this Sunday, December 14th at 1:30 at the Michigan, and this one is free and open to the public. It follows 8-year-old Kevin McAllister, who is mistakenly left home alone and must defend his home against a pair of burglars on Christmas Eve, from director Chris Columbus, written by John Hughes, and of course starring Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, Daniel Stern, and Catherine O'Hara.
And I know that it made a career for Macaulay Culkin, for sure. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci together were hysterical.
Yeah, great comedic
duo. That's what
there.
The movie was for me.
Yeah. It's such a treat to see this film that is on TV all the time during the holiday season.
It's different on the big screen.
Yeah, different on the big screen with a crowd and with no commercials.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Nick Alderink. And there are more holiday movies to consider. And Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. This is one I've not seen.
Yeah, this is one from 1983. It'll be this Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Michigan. It's set during World War II, where a British colonel tries to bridge the cultural divides between a British POW and the Japanese camp commander in order to avoid bloodshed. And it stars David Bowie.
Those are the two magic words for me. David Bowie. I will take it. And I've got to make a point to see it because he's in it. But as I understand, as a whole, it is well done.
Yeah, it's a more, more dramatic of your holiday fare. But it has a wonderful score and a terrific performance from David Bowie.
You're also going to play a movie that's nearly 20 years old now, but feels very new to me for some reason. But I remember when I saw it, I thought, what an interesting and fascinating take on a holiday. And it's called The Holiday.
The Holiday, yes. That'll be this next Wednesday, December 17th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. Dumped and depressed English Rose Iris agrees to swap homes with similarly unlucky in love California Amanda for a much-needed break. Iris finds herself in a palatial Hollywood mansion while Amanda navigates the lanes of a pitch-perfect English village. And soon enough, both lovelorn ladies bump into local lads perfect for a romantic pick-me-up. Written and directed by Nancy Meyer, who makes the best romantic comedies out there, and starring Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, Kate Winslet, and Jack Black.
On its surface, you might not think of Jack Black and Kate Winslet as a potential couple, but then you see the movie, and they pull that off really well.
They have a great chemistry. It's a very, very charming film.
Yeah, and she's just an exquisite actress, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Once again, we move beyond the holiday movies, and if French New Wave is your milieu, then... The Art House Revival will serve you.
Yeah, this month we're celebrating the French New Wave, and the film Paris Belongs to Us is up next. This is from 1961. It'll be Tuesday, December 16th at 7 o'clock at the State. It's from director Jacques Rivette, and it's about a young literature student who meets a group of people plagued by dark forces. After joining a theatrical troupe, she begins to believe that the director is in grave danger and that he is involved with a secret group.
This is an academic community in many ways, and Shakespeare is often a topic of discussion and of study, and William Shakespeare, obviously, everybody knows who he is and what he has written. This movie called Hamnet is continuing, opened last week, and it's playing at the State Theater. Mm-hmm. How are people responding to this?
Very, very well. It had a really great weekend. It's from Oscar-winning director Chloe Zhao, who made the film Nomadland that won Best Picture a few years ago. And it stars Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal. So it's a lot of buzzy names out there right now. And it follows a story people may not know about William Shakespeare and his wife as they celebrate the birth of their son, Hamnet. However, when tragedy strikes and Hamnet dies at a young age, it inspires Shakespeare to write his timeless masterpiece, Hamlet.
Yeah, I do. do not know that story, so yeah. I look forward to an opportunity to see it. Mm-hmm. Nuremberg is the one last week I told you I was most interested in seeing.
This has been playing for a while. We just picked it up, but it drew a pretty good crowd, starring Russell Crowe and Rami Malek, about the Nuremberg trials and the U.S. Army psychiatrist who gets locked in a dramatic psychological showdown with accused Nazi war criminal Hermann Göring.
Any other movies quickly that we can check out before they disappear?
Yeah, Sentimental Value at the Michigan, Eternity at the Michigan, Wake Up Dead Man, and Wicked for Good are still playing at the State.
Wicked for Good is still there.
It's still around. I think it'll be
and
around.
People
for
are still going.
Yeah, but I think it'll be around for a bit longer too.
Wow, wow, that is something. It's been over a month, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, it's always good to see you. I will look forward to our next visit together, and thanks for coming in today and sharing the news of the movies.
Thank you, David.
That is Nick Alderink. He is the program director for Marquee Arts in Ann Arbor and our co-host for Cinema Chat. You hear this each Thursday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.